This is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to the JotaPro Daily Update. Before I got into cycling, which really was about getting back into shape and losing weight after I had turned 30 years old, through college, I played college football and was a decathlete in track and field as well at Malone University in Northeast Ohio. It's a small NCAA Division III school. But when I was there, there was a football coach, the defensive coordinator. I was a corner and safety. Yeah, Coach Steve Sagne, who is about as iconic of a football coach as you get. Full of passion, full of energy. He was on the good side of passion. He wasn't someone who was yelling at you all the time. He was really more someone who was motivating you quite a bit. And, man, our defense was able to rally around him and his leadership and have some pretty good years of ball. But he had a saying. He said over and over and over again, of all the coaches I had growing up through high school and college, on both football and track and field, is this saying that I have found to be the most productive for me as I've been an athlete, an amateur athlete, for most of my life. And it was, don't let your highs be too high and don't let your lows be too low. Now, I'm sure if you've been in sports for a while, you've heard something similar to that. But I think in cycling, it's important. There's a couple reasons why. Yeah, you know, in basketball and football and other sports, when you are competing, you're only ever competing against one other team. You have many team members, but there's only one team you're trying to beat. And so even in that ratio, there's a 50-50 chance you win. And obviously, based upon skill and practice and execution, you can increase your odds. But you experience more wins, generally, than you would in something like cycling. In cycling, you may be a part of a team, but your own capability and the own dynamics of each race and the numbers that are there between 25 to 125 people can make the odds of winning pretty low. And I think that adds a dynamic, kind of a roller coaster, into the life of an amateur bike racer, whether it's mountain bike or road bikes or cyclocross, whatever it is. And it can lead into these really high highs, into these really low lows, where you're training all the time, you're putting a lot of time, a lot of hours for an amateur athlete compared to almost any other sport. And then you get into these dynamics where early in the season, maybe you have a couple early wins and you have this high, but because you got those wins and it happened, you start to think that you just inherently can make it happen every time, and maybe your training starts to slack off a little bit. The opposite can be true. You could have put in the best winter ever and you get into racing and just bad luck, mechanicals, bad strategy, the course itself didn't play into your favor, and you didn't have much success, and so you start looking at all the time you invested in training, and all of a sudden there's these poor results, and then you can start to really get down on yourself and have this kind of low. And I think it's important to, at times, take a step back and have a little perspective. Not in the way that a lot of people do. A lot of people, when they experience this sort of thing, will step back and say, oh, it's just bike racing. It's not a big deal. Don't take it so seriously. Well, I don't think that we have to take ourselves super seriously, meaning we don't have to pit ourselves against other people or take offense easily, but I think it's okay to have a commitment to what you want to achieve, and that sense of achievement, I think, is something that is worth having a sense of pride in. So when you're committed to a goal and you're taking your goals seriously as a sense of achievement, it doesn't matter whether it's work, family, or bicycle racing, because it's part of who you are and part of your character, it's something that you care about. And I think that's okay to care about something in that way. But we need to meter out our emotion as we go after it. Again, not letting our highs be too high and our lows too low. Now, Coach Sagne often said this in the midst of motivation and the flow of a season and then the flow of a game. If we had a great first half, you can bet your ass at halftime he'd be telling us, don't let your highs be too high and your lows too low. There's still two quarters of play left, and we need to win this game, not just have a great start. And it would be the same as if we had a bad first half and we still had the second half to go out there and make it right. And then in the midst of a football season, there's oftentimes teams that will come out to an early start, have early success. But that early success for a lot of us can start to make us not as disciplined, not as motivated. We think the wins are just going to keep rolling in and we don't attribute it to the hard work that we've done. And so he always tried to keep us even keeled. And I'd like to say that the same to all you out there, that you're, you know, family, life, everyday amateur person, even at the highest level of amateur, you're putting in a lot of time and effort into something that you care about, and that A, it's okay to care about it. But sometimes the, you know, things are going to go your way and sometimes they aren't. It doesn't mean that you've miscommitted your time or that you're taking something too seriously. It just happens to be that you didn't do as well as you thought in those couple of scenarios, and to, you know, soldier on. And if you're having early success, if you've had that early season win, you've had that early run at it, realize that after most highs comes a little bit of a low, where those things don't come as easily. You start to question what you're doing. You start to question a lot of different things, looking for an easy answer to get back to where you were. And it's actually better to know that it wasn't easy in the first place. So it won't ever be easy to get there again. And it just takes the hard work and the dedication and the discipline to get to the second win that it took to get to the first win. So that's the message today from Coach Steve Saunier, the Malone Pioneers. That's really funny. I went to a Christian school that was founded by Quakers or Friends. They're pacifists, and they also had a college football team. So that's kind of a funny little dynamic that I played on a Quaker football team, which technically probably shouldn't exist, but it did, and it was a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or advice or tips or articles or anything you're finding, looking at, researching in the world of cycling and performance endurance, please send them my way. You can leave a comment below wherever you find this or call into my Anchor channel at anchor.fm/Tony-Stewart.